Well, and every day at this time, we like to get you into the Word of God to give you some encouragement from God's Word. And that's the one thing in these uncertain times, the one thing that's always certain is God's Word. And joining us this week, Lynette Taylor is with us today to share with the Word of God on the Morning Munch. Lynette, welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
And Lynette Taylor is with Moms in Prayer. And so Moms in Prayer, another ministry committed to praying for our students and our schools. And we'll have you talk about Moms in Prayer in a little bit, Lynette. But first, we're going to have you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. Well, what God's laid on my heart, and obviously this was before, you know, we knew that all this was going on, but the idea of prayer being like planting seeds. And so this week we're going to look at a lot of scriptures on prayer. And we can even look back, like in the book of Jeremiah, when the Israelites were taken captive, how they were still told to build and plant gardens and eat the fruit, even though they were led into captivity. So I'm going to use a lot of that analogy of our prayers being like seeds. And, you know, if we want something to grow, we have to plant it. And I think a lot of us, you know, we have that battle of, you know, actually stopping to pray. And so I want to share with you a little bit from Fern Nichols' testimony about her battle to pray, and then we're going to go into God's Word. So she says, "I knew within my heart that listening to discussions about prayer, talking about prayer, or reading about prayer didn't make up for my lack of actually praying. I seemed to always be praying on the run. My prayer time was hit and miss. God, in His grace, allowed me to see that my priorities were not right. I was busy being productive in many wonderful things, but I wasn't doing the best thing, spending consistent prayer time with my Heavenly Father." And then she goes on to say, "I believe Satan has us thinking that being spiritual means being productive. He doesn't want us to cross over that invisible line into powerful intercessory prayer. If he can keep us thinking that being on the productive side of the line is doing great things for God, then we will secure few blessings for our family, schools, community, and nation. But if we recognize the line and cross over it to be intercessors, God will move heaven and earth to answer our prayers, and we will begin to see great victories and Satan's defeat. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint on her knees, for he knows he has no power against our prayers that are prayed according to God's will." And then we have in God's Word from Ecclesiastes 11, verses 4-6, it says, "If you wait at conditions, you will never get anything done. God's ways are as mysterious as the pathway of the wind and as the manner in which a human spirit is infused into the little body of a baby while it is yet in its mother's womb. Keep on sowing your seed, for you never know which will grow. Perhaps it all will." And I think that's just a real good thing to remember, that, you know, we can just keep planting those seeds of prayer, and we have that hope and that expectation that it's going to grow, that God hears and He's going to respond. In Romans 15:13, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And the definition for hope, it's more than just, oh, I hope this will happen, but it's a confident expectation in the Lord. It's never passive resignation. It means looking forward to what God will do with such confidence and certainty that it changes our actions and perspective now. So God is inviting us to come to Him in prayer, and His arms are always open wide. It's never, oh, it's too late, you've waited too long. No, it's never like that. He wants us to come. In Romans 8:34, he says, "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us." So Jesus is praying for us, and he wants us to come to him with all of our concerns, wherever we are, and just bring them to him. And he is so ready to hear and to answer.
That's a good word for us, Lynette. And would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lord, we just praise you for the invitation to come to you in prayer. We praise you that we can come boldly to your throne because of Jesus taking away our sin and our shame, and you invite us to come to you. Lord, forgive us when we just want to do one more thing instead of dropping to our knees and humbly coming to you in prayer, or maybe when we complain instead of bringing our needs and concerns to you. Lord, would you stir up a spirit of intercession in us, that students will be praying, moms and dads will be praying, that we will be coming to you on a regular basis because you are our God and you are inviting us to come. And we just trust you, Jesus, that that is what you want, and you hear and answer our prayers, and you are able to do more than we ask or imagine. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lynette Taylor joining us from Moms in Prayer. And Lynette, tell us about Moms in Prayer.
All right. Well, Moms in Prayer is a ministry that's been around for about 35 years now, and it's mothers who meet weekly to gather together to pray for their children, the teachers, and their schools. And we pray using God's Word. We pray scripturally. We encourage moms to meet for an hour each week to pray. We have seen God work mightily and answer those prayers over these years.
If folks are interested in Moms in Prayer or interested in finding out about maybe a local chapter, how they can get involved, how can they do so?
Yeah, well, it's kind of neat how God's gone before to prepare us for this time, because sometimes it can be a little hard to gather right now, but we can always do those prayer calls and things like that. But the best thing to do is to go to the website, and it's momsinprayer.org, and there's lots of resources on there. And in fact, right now, they have a prayer sheet that ways to pray with your kids. So you can even print that off. And there's also what they have called as a learning channel. So it's a quick, brief training on how to go through a Moms in Prayer hour and be trained that way. So there's lots of resources really for anyone that you can find, you know, to help you with your prayer time. Just go to momsinprayer.org. And if you want more information about a local group, you can fill out the group information request form. It's all right there for you.
And this is something that all of our listeners, whether they're local or online listeners, can get involved in with Moms in Prayer. Correct?
That's right. Yeah. The Moms in Prayer booklet has been translated into about 65 languages, and we have Moms in Prayer in over 140 countries. This is definitely a God thing.
Awesome. Amen. Hey, Lynette, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you.